गोपी जन बलवा गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन बलवा गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना। यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना। जमुना तीरा वन चारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन बलवा गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन बलवा गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना। यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना। यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना। जमुना तीरा वन चारी। जमुना तीरा वन चारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramhansa Parivajak Acharya Shruta Shata Shri Srimad His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Lord Narsingdev ki jai, Narsingdev Mahamotsav ki jai. All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Guru and Gauranga. Narayanam namaskritya naram chayvam narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tatto jaye mudire nashtya prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagvata sevaya bhaktir bhavati shoke Uttam Bhakti Nashtaki, Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Canto 8, Chapter 1, Text Number 3. Manus, the administrators of the universe. Yad yasmin antare brahman Bhagavan Vishwa Bhavanaha Kritvan kurute karta hiyati te nadinti dhyava yad yasmin antare brahman bhagavan vishvasha bhavanah kritvan kurute karta Hiyati te anagate diyava Yad yasmin anantire brahman Bhagavan vishwa bhavanaha Kritavan kurute karta हियति ते न गते द्यावा। यद्यस्मिन्नन्त्रे ब्रह्मा भगवान् विश्वभावनः कृतवान् कुरुते कर्ता हियति ते न गते द्यावा। यद्यस्मिन्नन्त्रे ब्रह्मा भगवान् विश्वभावनः ब्राह्मान् कुरुते कर्ता हियति ते न गते द्यावा। यद्यस्मिन्नन्त्रे ब्रह्मा भगवान् विश्वभावनः कृतवान् कुरुते कर्ता हियति ते न गते द्यावा। यद्यस्मिन्नन्त्रे ब्रह्मा भगवान् विश्वभावनः कृतवान् कुरुते कर्ता हियति ते न गते दियवा। माताजी, यद्यस्मिन्नन्त्रे ब्रह्मा भगवान् विश्वभावना कृतवान् कुरुते कर्ता हितति न गते दियवा। यद्यस्मिन्नन्त्रे ब्रह्मा भगवान् विश्वभावनः कृतवान् कुरुते कर्ता हियति ते न गते द्यावा। यद्यस्मिन्नन्त्रे ब्रह्मा भगवान् विश्वभावनः कृतवान् कुरुते कर्ता हियति ते नागते दियवा। यत् वॉट एवर एक्टिविटीज यस्मिन् इन ए पर्टिकुलर एज अंतरे मनाव्रता मनावंतरा Brahman, O great Brahmana, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishwabhavanaha, who has created this cosmic manifestation, Kritavan has done, Kurute is doing. Karta and will do. He, indeed, Atite, in the past, Anagate, in the future, Adya, at the present, Va, either. Translations and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. O learned Brahman, kindly describe to us whatever activities the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created this cosmic manifestation, has performed in the past manvantaras, is performing at present, and will perform in the future manvantaras. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said that both He and the other living entities present on the battlefield had existed in the past, they existed at present, and they would continue to exist in the future. Past, present, and future always exist, both for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and for ordinary living entities. Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetanam. This is from Katha Upanishad. Both the Lord and the living entities are eternal and sentient. But the difference is that the Lord is unlimited, whereas the living entities are limited. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the creator of everything. And although the living entities are not created but exist with the Lord eternally, their bodies are created, whereas the Supreme Lord's body is never created. There is no difference between the Supreme Lord and his body. But the conditioned soul, although eternal, is different from his body. Om Gyan Timurandhasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpati Rupesha Kripa Sindhu Bhayayivacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, on this very, very auspicious day, the appearance day of Lord Narasimhadev, we are here to listen to the conversation which is taking place between two great personalities, Shukdev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. So before I start, I would like to seek blessings of Pitushava Prabhu and Mother Dhan Keli. I feel very nervous when such senior devotees are there and I'm speaking. I feel very, very unqualified and I really don't know whether I'll be speaking something which will be meaningful. Lately, you have been hearing some very wonderful classes from Prabhuji, Mataji, Bhima Prabhu, His Holiness Ramapad Maharaj, and today it's my turn. So please forgive me if I don't come up to your standard. So in this particular verse, Parikshit Maharaj is talking to Shukdev Goswami, and as we hear from Srila Prabhupada that a devotee always wants to know what he wants to know always about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always wants to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is exactly what Parikshit Maharaj is asking here from Shukdev Goswami. So he says, kindly describe to us whatever activities the Supreme Personality of Godhead has performed in the past, at present, and in future. And particularly, the word which we are hearing here is manmantras. So, what does this word mean, manmantra? It's a Sanskrit combination of two words, manu and antara. So, manu, we know, are the administrators, the son of Brahma. And antara is the lifespan, his lifespan. So, when these two words are combined, it is called manumantra. Now, each manumantra is created and ruled by a manu. And manu is of course created by Brahma. So in all, there are 14 manus. Now this is the period when seventh manu is ruling. And he is known as Vaivashvata Manu. If we try to look at the lifespan of a Manu, it is quite mind-boggling. According to Vishnu Puran, it is 71 times the number of years contained in four yugas, plus some additional years. So if we look at it in the divine years, it comes to 852,000 years. That's the lifespan of a Manu. And for us, When you convert them into human years, it is 306,720,000 human years. So imagine the lifespan of a Manu. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about that he's referring to the conversation between Lord Krishna and Arjun on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where he is instructing Arjun, and he explains to him when Arjun was bewildered and he was not ready to engage in the battle. He was not ready to fight because he was very reluctant to fight with his own gurus, his grandfather, his uncle, his cousins, and so on. So Krishna explained that all these personalities who are there and who will be dying, they always existed. So did Lord Krishna and Arjuna. And he explained to Arjuna that because you have a conditioned body, you have forgotten your past lives. But that is the main difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the conditioned souls. Even though we are eternal, but we do not remember our past lifetimes. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the creator of everything, and although the living entities are not created but exist, but because we are conditioned, we forget our past lives. So this is a particular verse is literally a conversation which is basically Parikshit Maharaj is putting the questions, and later on Shukdev Goswami is going to answer them. So I'm not really going to talk about the answers, because that will be discussed in from text number 4 onwards, when Shukdev Goswami answers the question of Parikshit Maharaj. But today is, as I said earlier, is a very, very auspicious day. We are celebrating the appearance day of Lord Narsingdev. So I think I will take some opportunity to briefly talk about that. We'll have a program in the evening when two great personalities are going to speak. So I'm just going to briefly touch and talk about some pastimes which I read about Lord Narsingdev. And Srila Prabhupada says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is Bhakta Vatsala. So what does that mean? So Bhakta Vatsala is referring to the lover of the Bhakta, lover of the devotees. So this is a exchange of relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. A devotee loves the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he reciprocates by loving the devotees. So there are several instances where we see that this is very, very obvious by the nature and the behavior of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So one particular incident I would like to talk about is from Mahabharata, when Krishna had taken a vow that he is not going to touch any weapon during the war. But when Arjun was attacked by Bhishmadev, and he was not able to kind of protect himself, then Krishna got so angry that he picked up the wheel of the broken chariot and attacked Bhishmadev. Similarly, we have example of Narsingdev, which we talk so often. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj and Narsingdev. When Hiranyakashipu was torturing Prahlad Maharaj, but Prahlad Maharaj always because of his faith and his trust in the Lord, did not ever complain. But when it reached a limit, the Lord appeared himself. So we see here that the Lord is so compassionate and is so much of full of love for his devotees that he would do anything to for their protection. And when I was reading this particular pastimes, another thing which appeared to me, that even though at times the Lord is exhibiting anger, but it is also, when you think deeply about it, is manifestation of his love for his devotee. So in both these examples which we just discussed, in the first one, Lord Krishna picked up the wheel of the broken chariot because of his love for Arjun. His devotee was in great danger, and to protect him, because of his love for Arjun, he picked up the wheel and attacked Bhishamdev. Similarly, when Hiranyakashipu was torturing Prahlad Maharaj, he appeared because of his love for Prahlad Maharaj. And the anger which Lord Narasimhadev exhibited towards Hiranyakashipu is also an indication of his of the Lord's love for Prahlad. So these are this very clearly indicates that Lord is Bhakt Vatsala. Now there are two particular pastimes which I would like to share with you. We have the deities of Lord Narasimhadev in Mayapur. And the deities are very, very unique. People who have visited, people who worship the deities in Mayapur, the pujaris, they have very, very unique experiences while dealing with, while worshipping, while reciprocating with the deities. And according to the main pujari, the head pujari, Pankaj Grihi Prabhu, the Lord reciprocates immediately. So there is an incident where a Mataji from Greece, her name is Atma Rati Mataji, she was visiting Mayapur, and she was doing some service in the temple of Narasimhadev. So while she was engaged in the service, she heard that Narasimhadev talking to her. There's a voice she heard in came in her ears saying that, please return my eyes, get my eyes back. So she was quite astonished. She really didn't know what to do. So she approached Janani Das Prabhu, who is the head pujari, and you know, shared this information with him. So she says, he smiled, and that was the end of it. Next day, again when she went to serve, she heard the same words, get my eyes back. So she really didn't know. She again approached Janani Das Prabhu and shared what she had heard, and apparently it was the voice of Lord Narasimhadev. So third day, when she went, the eyes of the Lord were changed. So what had happened, that the Lord in Mayapur, he had red eyes, but some devotees came and they brought some precious stones which were yellow in color, and they requested that those stones be used as the eyes of the Lord. So the pujaris, to please the devotees, they changed the original eyes and put those precious stones. But the Lord was not very happy with them. He wanted his original eyes back. So on the third day, the pujari who was serving Lord Narasimhadev, he put those original eyes. And then this the Mataji, who had some eye ailment, she was not able to see properly, her eyesight was restored. So she was, as a matter of fact, she didn't even know that the eyes of Lord Narasimhadev have been changed. But she was at her home and she found that her eyesight has improved. She could now see properly. And then she went to the temple to thank Lord Narasimhadev, and she found that Lord Narasimhadev's eyes have been, you know, restored. The old eyes have been put back.
So this is according to Pankaj Giri Prabhu is a very clear indication that the Lord reciprocates immediately. There is another incident which he has shared is about the pujaris serving Lord Narsingdev in Mayapur. In the beginning, when Lord Narsingdev was installed in the temple, the pujaris were quite little bit, you know, scared to go near him. And there was one such pujari. His name is Bhavasiddhi Prabhu. He was a pujari, but he always used to get very scared whenever he would go on the altar and close to the deity, he would be always very scared. So one day he was doing the service in the evening, and as he was leaving, there was a big sound. And he was already scared, and he got more scared. Then he went back to see if everything was okay, and he found that everything was in its place. There was nothing had fallen. Everything was okay. So he finally locked the temple and went home. And he used to share the room with another pujari, and he used to sleep on a bunker bed. And Bhavasiddhi Prabhu used to be on the upper level of the bunker bed. So during the night, all of a sudden, he realized that the bed is shaking. So he thought that the pujari, on the lower level, is getting ready for his Mangal Aarti services, and that is what is causing all the disturbance. But when he looked around, he saw that Lord Narsingdev was there by his side on the bed. And he was very scared. Then the Lord, he said, the Lord told him, calm down. And he said, he put both his arm on his shoulders. And he says, when he put the arm on the shoulder, it was like the weight of the entire world was on his shoulders. And the Lord told him that when you come close to me, you don't have to be scared. So he went mad practically. This Bhavasiddhi Prabhu, and he ran out of his room, and he was running up and down in the long building. Those of you who have been to Mayapur, they know we have that long building in which Bhavasiddhi Prabhu had his room. So he was running up and down in the room, and people were wondering what's going on, and they were trying to, talk to him, but he will not talk to anybody. He was in another world. Then he went to at the temple of the Lord, he paid obeisances there, and after that he was a little bit quieter, and he came. And then everybody is looking at him, with like this, and he was wondering why they are doing this, what is so different today. And then he realized that he was only in underwears. So that's the way he was, when he saw the Lord, he immediately was in such a great ecstasy that he couldn't control, and he ran out of his room. Pankaj Giri Prabhu shares that Bhavasiddhi Prabhu now lives in US, and when he met him recently, he reminded him of this particular incident. And Bhavasiddhi Prabhu says, yes, it is true. I still remember it. And he told him that even now he has marks on his shoulder, which came after the Lord touched his shoulder. So, Lord is full of compassion, Lord is full of love, and that is exhibited in all his activities. Only thing is that we have to realize that the Lord loves us. We sometimes feel that when we go to the Lord, number of times, we are not really looking for love. We have other material aspirations. We are approaching him purely to get those benedictions from him. But if we approach the Lord with love, he has so much of love that he can really fulfill all our ambitions, all our aspirations, and all our desires. So on this day, Narsingdev Chaturdashi, if we approach the Lord with a prayer that the pride and the anarthas which exist in our heart, like Hiranyakashipu, the way he killed Hiranyakashipu, he should remove all those pride and anarthas from our heart and help us in making progress in our devotional life. So I would like to stop here and invite comments and realizations from all of you.
I was just recalling how hearing the story about how Srila Prabhupada began the chanting of the Nisringa prayers at the temple. Instead of just having Hare Krishna Kirtan, at a certain point he instituted the chanting, the Nisringa Arti in prayer. And it was at a time when the movement was being attacked by like deprogrammers and, you know, outside forces like that. So Srila Prabhupada commented that just as Mother Yashoda is always worried about baby Krishna, we might argue, well, baby Krishna, Krishna's Krishna, so he doesn't need anybody to worry about him. He can take care of himself. But just as Mother Yashoda was always very concerned about protecting Krishna from attacks from demons and what have you, that similarly, the ISKCON, you know, movement or institution, what have you, was like his baby. And he was always very, very concerned about the protection of this movement and the devotees. So at that time, he instituted the chanting of the Nisringa prayers to be chanted in that mood of, because he said that our, you know, movement's getting attacked. And anyway, so in the mood of like a mother wanting to protect the child, for the devotees to pray like that.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for sharing. There's another incident I'm reminded of. There was a devotee who was passing by, actually going to the temple in Mayapur and to pay obeisances to Lord Narsingdev. And on the way, she saw some mango pickles in a store. And she wanted to take them, but she wasn't very sure about the purity and the way they were prepared. So she did not do that. She went to the temple, she paid obeisances, and then later on she came home. And when she was sleeping, the Lord came in her dream and said, "Where are my mangoes?" So she was thinking, I was thinking of presenting Lord the mangoes, but I did not do it. But the Lord reminded her to bring the mangoes. So he's so, you know, reciprocating. He immediately likes to talk to you. He immediately likes to communicate with you. That's the beauty of Lord Narsingdev. Any other realizations or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
On the excuse me, on the altar, there's a picture of Lord Narsingadev, and then to the left, there's Ashila. What is that?
So that particular, it's called Tadiya. That's a stone which Vaisheshika Prabhu got for us. He was visiting that particular area, where after killing Hiranyakashipu, the Lord washed his hands. So that's a very, very sacred place. So he brought that rock from there. We called it Tadiya, and we worship it. So there are two type of you can say stones, if I don't know whether I'm using the right word or not. So they are Shaligram Shilas and this Tadiya which we have. So Shaligram Shila is actually the direct, is very, very auspicious and is direct representation of the Lord. And that has to be worshipped exactly the way we would worship the deity. So, and the other one is Tadiya. So worshipping the Tadiya is, you know, a little bit easier than worshipping Shaligram Shila. So once you are talking to, I think, Maharaj, Ramapada Swami Maharaj, about some Shaligram Shilas, and he said that if you get Shaligram Shilas here, you will need more Brahmins for worshipping, because they really need proper attention. So here what we have is Etadiya.
I wanted to ask if you can recall of any of the Vaishnavas here that Lord Nrisimhadev takes the mood of the presiding deities. I heard that before. For example, Lord Nrisimhadev in Mayapur is there's a whole story how the devotee who was carving or you know putting together Lord Nrisimhadev Murti, he was very concerned that never, you know, a deity of Lord Nrisimhadev in that mood, that Ugra Nrisimha, was able to be worshipped because he is in the peak of his anger at that moment. However, just because it's going to be installed in Mayapur, the Lord takes the mood of Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva, so it becomes very, very kind, very munificent. And I sort of recall also going to the Nrisimhadev temple in Nandagram. You remember you saying that deity of Lord Nrisimhadev is almost like Lord Jagannath. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even look like Lord Nrisimhadev. It's like so sweet and, you know, and smiling and like that. So if you can comment about that, you know, that although Lord Nrisimhadev is very ferocious, you know, he assumes the mood of, you know, yeah, of the presiding deities of something like that.
The only thing I could say is that, you know, though the Lord appears very ferocious with his, you know, teeth and claws, big nails, but it is like what I hear sometimes is those are for the demons. And the example given is of a tigress and the cub. So the tigress uses, when she needs to move her cub from one place to another, she picks them up by her teeth. She picks them up and moves them to another place. And the cub is not at all hurt. And she uses the same teeth to tear other wild animals in the forest. So the same way, the Lord is there. The Lord is full of compassion and love for his devotees, as has been exhibited with so many pastimes. And but at the same time, the same Lord can be very, very, is basically the death personified when it comes to the enemies of the devotees. So, that's what I could say, Prabhu. I do not have much to say. About the installation of Lord Narsingdev in Mayapur, I've heard that there are several stories about it, and several people know. I personally haven't read about them, but I'm sure there are devotees here who may have known, may have more information. If you would like to share, we have time. Somebody can narrate them. Yeah, you can share with others.
I heard this story from a resident in Mayapur. Mm-hmm. Whenever they were carrying Nrsingadev on a truck from the place where he was created to the temple, they were stopped by, because it's a big truck and there are certain security people, so sometimes they'll stop and they want to look in your truck. And so they said, what's in your truck? You must show. And the devotees were okay. So they opened the truck and they said, the expression on the security's face, they were like, go, go, like this. So it's just a light pastime. I heard about that.
Thank you. Naveen Krishna Prabhu, you want to talk about installation of Lord Narsingdev in Mayapur?
Yes. When I went to Mayapur, they given me a small book. A small book, it's written by Atmadatva Prabhu. Then he was saying that how Narsingdev got installed. So when they were, the Dacoits were constantly attacking the Mayapur. So they had a committee we should protect this temple somehow or the other. Then Atmadatta Prabhu, then all, they have decided that we should go to South India and make a Narsingdev deity. It should be something like a ferocious. And Atmadatta Prabhu went to South India, Tamil Nadu. So he has researched so many sculptures who are making deity Shila. Then Atmadatta Prabhu then showed a picture. We should want a Narsingdev like this. So it should be ferocious and ready to attack on the demons. So then he said, the sculptor said, it's okay, I will do it. Then again later he realized that he went to his spiritual master, the sculptor, and he asked, these people want, ISKCON people, Hare Krishna people want this type of sculpture. Then that his spiritual master told that, no, you should not do it because it is very dangerous. No human being in this planet is able to worship this, because the only thing is that there is no proper samskara and there is no proper brahmanas, and if they worship anything, mistake has happened, then he will be get burned. So this was the idea is given by his spiritual master. Then he told that no, we cannot do because it's worship only by the devatas, not in the earthly plane. Then later on, the who told the spiritual master in his dream. So somehow or the other he was convinced, we can do, these people can do. Then again, Atma Prabhu was after him, when you can do. Because we need that deity. Then at last he agreed. So he wrote a letter to the spiritual master, scripture spiritual master. He wrote a letter to the disciple. Then you can do that. The same day Atma Prabhu came, and what happened? Then he was saying that, no, we cannot do because it's very dangerous. Then next day he came. Then he got the information that we can. So by choosing, if you want to make any deity, we should choose a stone which should sound like seven different, if you beat in seven different types, it will become, sounds will be different. So that deity that stone can only make a deity. Otherwise, we should not pick up any stone and do the deity. Then he realized that, okay, this is a stone. That's, for the searching the stone, it has taken so many months or years. Then finally, he made the deity. Then he thought that it is not done yet. So in the meanwhile, Atmadatta Prabhu was after him. Is this done or not done? It's not, he keep on calling or writing letters. Then he said, no, it is not done. Then finally, there is some more work to be done. And finally made a structure and kept in one hut. So in the same night, the hut got burnt. Everything, everywhere, all the people, they came and the reported the scripture, it is hurt, got burned, what is happening? Then he realized that deity was done. Then Atmadatta Prabhu came and all the people like from the Mayapur, they came and they, all the big, big devotees, GBC members, they saw that deity and they took the deity to the Mayapur and they finally started.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? Mataji would like to share something.
I just heard one simple story of that the Ganges flooded at one point, and so the Ganges was all around Lord Nrisimhadev, and the pujari was performing the artik and saw, you know, a huge snake coming. So he was a little apprehensive, but the snake circumambulated Lord Nrisimhadev several times and then carried on down the Ganges.
Wow. Yeah, there are so many. So we are calling them stories, but they are the, you know, realities or the leelas which you know, take place in Mayapur. And Pankaj Giri Prabhu says that he has heard, you know, such great reciprocation between devotee and the Lord, but he says because he was requested to, you know, maintain confidentiality, he doesn't like to talk about them, but he says they are really, really amazing pastimes and leelas. Okay, so let's stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Lord Narsingh Dev ki jai.